Hello and happy Friday. Welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you caught up before the weekend with all the interesting and important stories from our region. Today, Hazleton hopes a new program will help train new teachers who want to stay in the city. And Lisa Mazzarella helps us connect with another nonprofit serving the community. It's Friday, May 2nd. Let's get you up to date. First, some sports news this Friday. Did you know cricket is the second most popular sport worldwide? Probably not, since its popularity hasn't reached that point here in the US. But the popularity of cricket is rising here. And now, as WVIA's Boris Krauchnik reports, it's popping up in Scranton.
Scranton will soon have its first official cricket pitch. The city and the Scranton Cricket Club are teaming up to establish a pitch, the cricket name for a field, at Chick Feldman Field in the city.
So it's really exciting to have this here in our city. Scranton Cricket Club's been around for a while, but you guys haven't had a home base. Very, very excited that you have that here. We have a growing and such a powerful, fun Indian community, so we're grateful to partner with you.
City officials hope to have the official pitch ready by this summer. Scranton Cricket Club members are mostly immigrants from India, where the game ranks behind only soccer in popularity. They're donating money to import real cricket turf from their native land. They already play at Feldman Field, but approached Cognetti last year about establishing a permanent pitch there.
We've been trying for a couple of years to try to get the field. We are getting the pitch, our own pitch, so we're going to be really, really good. We whole team appreciate Scranton City and Mayor for this thing. They're doing it for us. We really appreciate that.
It will be at least the second pitch in the region. Last year, another club, the NEPA Cricket Club, established one in 44th in Luzerne County. Reporting from Scranton, I'm Boris Krauchnik, WVIA News.
Find more of this story and more on the NEPA Cricket Club in Luzerne County at WVIA.org. And while we're on the subject of Luzerne County, there's a new program in Hazleton that hopes to fill some of the 5,500 teacher vacancies across Pennsylvania. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall has more.
Students in Hazleton will soon be able to earn a four-year teaching degree without ever leaving the city. Luzerne County Community College, Commonwealth University of Pennsylvania, and the Hazleton Area School District announced the creation of a new model on Thursday. Students can spend 2 years at the Community College's Hazleton Center and 2 years at Commonwealth, with all classes either in person in Hazleton or online. Total cost is under $30,000. Hazleton Superintendent Brian Uplinger calls the program fantastic.
It's a way for them to get that education that they want at a very affordable price.
Enrollment continues to grow in Hazleton schools, which have 13,700 students. About 70% are Hispanic, a population underrepresented in education careers. The school district will welcome observations, hands-on training, and student teachers. The district also hopes to hire graduates for teaching vacancies. Community College President John Udichak says the program helps improve access and affordability.
Go here, graduate here, teach here. It's exciting news for the City of Hazleton and the Hazleton Area School District, and really for the higher education landscape in Pennsylvania.
Udichak and Commonwealth University President Bashar Hanna say more degree programs could eventually come to the city. Reporting from Hazleton, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
More up to date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuy from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. Finally this Friday, let's make another community connection with Lisa Mazzarella. This week, she meets the digital editor of a nonprofit literary journal. Here's more.
Professor John Baldino of Lackawanna College in Scranton believes any form of creativity is an elevation of the spirit. He's the digital editor of a nonprofit literary journal destined to inspire.
What's different about Artium is this is not a student literary magazine. This is a peer-reviewed academic journal. It is an open access journal to anyone. So really, the market is the entire English-speaking world. And we are working with local writers here in northeastern Pennsylvania, and we'll be working with authors from anywhere and everywhere who want to contribute.
Why did you feel the need to have a publication at Lackawanna?
The idea came about actually from somebody in our registrar's office, from Tony Lynn in our registrar's office, who was looking at the talent that existed within the institution and within the community, and said, this is really something that we need to be doing. As an institution of higher education, we have an obligation to contribute back to the society in which we live, to the communities that we serve. Art really is the foundation and the lifeblood of a community and of society. I think about that a lot because if we eliminated all art from a community or from society, that community or society would cease to exist. We forget that anything we write down in some way, shape, or form is art. When we tell a story, that is art. When we look around and we see interior design and when we see architecture, that is art. It is so ingrained in the community, and institutions of higher learning are so ingrained in the community, that it made perfect sense for the college to go outside the institutional walls of the campus and solicit art from the greater community and then present it back out to the community.
Artium is published in a digital format rather than a traditional journal format we're used to seeing. Was there any specific reason why this was done?
The reason we did a digital format is because that's how we can best serve really anybody who wants to be a part of this and to artistically contribute to the communities in which they live.
I love the title of it. How did that come about?
That was my idea. And the go-to religious studies professor here went back to the Latin language, Artium being Latin for the arts.
When you have a first issue, it's almost like a little child, because you see all of these good qualities in this publication, and oh, how far we can go with this. So what do you see as the next step?
Great question. The first issue was like a little child. It was very much a beta test. Let's see if we can do this. Our editorial board was very busy, and we ended up with about 10 pieces of fiction, creative, nonfiction, and poetry that we published. And then it was out there. And then we thought, okay, this is a thing now, and we can do it again. So the plan for the second issue is pretty much the same as the plan for the first issue. Fiction, creative, nonfiction, and poetry from writers anywhere, in and around the area, outside of northeastern Pennsylvania. They will be students at Lackawanna College and at other schools, faculty members at Lackawanna and at other schools. And we're expecting and we are seeing more submissions from outside of northeastern Pennsylvania, central Pennsylvania. The thing that we might do in future issues is to add photography.
So how far do you want RTM to go?
I want it to become the authority of academic, scholarly reviewed literature in northeastern and central Pennsylvania.
Special thanks to John Baldino, philosophy professor and digital editor of Artium at Lackawanna College in Scranton. There's more to the story on our podcast, wvia.org/communityconnection. I'm Lisa Mazzarella.
All right, how are we feeling? Caught up and ready for the weekend? Find all of these stories and more at wvia.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me all of this week, because I know you've definitely been listening every day, right? I'll be back on Monday, so make sure you're subscribed so you can catch up wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll catch you next week, right here on Up to Date.